Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone. I hope you guys can hear me. Hello, everybody. As you guys know, it is Friday. It's Friday. It has to be Friday. If you're hearing from me, it has to be Friday. And as I always say, I'm always excited to spend Friday evening with you guys. I'm always excited to have you guys join me for Free Talk Radio. So this is your host, Brownisha Blackman, and I'm excited to be on with you guys tonight. We always want to remind everybody, we always want to remind you guys to make sure that you mark your calendars. And I think you guys have been doing a good job of that because you guys have been tuning in with us. So make sure you mark your calendars to always tune in with us on every first and third Friday of the month. We always want to remind you that you are welcome to email us topics, and we're really seeking some feedback on topics that we can discuss to better help you or things that you may have not yet heard on Free Talk Radio. So we want to remind you guys to email us at freetalkradio1@gmail.com. And we also want to tell you to follow us at Free Talk Radio 1 on Instagram. And so if you've already been following us, you've been getting little snippets from your co-host. And so we just want to make sure that we remind you of those things because we always want you to be a part of everything that we are doing, that we're getting ready to do. So every time I come on the radio station, I always want to remind you guys of the email address, of the Instagram. Mm-hmm. And so we just, we're happy to be here. And again, this is your co-host, Brownisha Blackman. And this is your host, Brownisha Blackman, and we have your co-host, Ms. Crystal Simpson, that's on with us tonight. Everybody should know that Crystal is always pumped up. I don't know if it's like it has anything to do with a Friday night, but Ms. Crystal is always pumped up, right? We are always pumped up. But I think, I'm glad that we have chosen these Friday evenings to spend with you guys, and we're so thankful that you guys have chosen to spend time with us and hear us out. It's so funny. I was thinking we're almost at about a year of doing this. This January, the year has went by so fast.
So fast.
This January will make it 1 year that we've been here on Blog Talk Radio. And so I'm up here like, oh, my God, what do you do for an anniversary? Because us, we got to celebrate everything.
Yes.
So, yeah. Right. So we're excited to have you guys on tonight. I know that for the last three airings, we have been pushing the workshop that I was doing, and I want to continue to push that. And I've also told you guys if anyone is interested in coming to the Break Free Women workshop that will be taking place next Saturday in the city of Los Angeles. If you are one that will want to be a part of that, please email me for information. I would love to share the information with you. I would love for you to be a part of that workshop. It is really going to be a blessing to your soul. I mean, I'm the visionary, and it has truly been a blessing to my soul, like OMG. And so I always want to share that information, as many topics that we have discussed here on Free Talk Radio that will be discussed in that session in more depth. It's going to be so much given at the workshop, and I love to share information. I love to edify and educate my people. And so I want you guys to come on, all the listeners, and right now it is only for women, but I am pushing for 2019 that it will be for the males as well. I am trying. I'm asking God to give me the vision, the wisdom on how to include the males and educating them and talking about certain things that we don't talk about in our community. So I just wanted to say that, but we're going to move forward with our topic on tonight. And I'm not sure if everyone knew what the topic was for tonight, but the topic tonight is, what are we thinking? What are we thinking? And I'm one to always include myself. I don't just I don't point fingers because some of the stuff people have done, I may have done too. So that's our topic for tonight. What are we thinking? And I'm going to give it over to my co-host, Crystal, and have her, just lead the way for right now. I know she laughing because she probably expected me to say a whole bunch, like,
I did.
So she say. But I want to give her the opportunity to, you know, talk about it, because we had a great lengthy discussion. It's something we've been talking about, and I'll even say this. It may be this particular topic may have came in a similarity earlier through this year about, I believe, I wanted to say when we did the Mental Awareness Month, we were talking about what we're thinking. But I really wanted to say that this is something that we can't get away from, because our thought process will keep us from doing – our thought process has a lot to do with every, just about everything we do. You know, we have to think, we have to come together to do things. So our thought process is a part of, is a part of that. And a lot of us, the way we think, our minds have been bombarded, because I don't think it's something that we just intentionally do, but our mind has been bombarded with surviving, with all type of things. And so no one really never tells us that it's just all right because, you know, I'm angry today, you know, or, you know, this thought came to my mind. Like, we always get, beat up for what people considered, oh, that's not normal that you act that way or that thought. You know, so we wanted to question the fact of what are we thinking, and in what we're thinking, we want to help you guys, give you some guys some tips on how to deal with how you thinking. And so I'm going to give it over to, I'm going to let Miss Crystal lead the way, and then we'll just, we'll flow as we always do.
It's so funny the way that you put that and how you did it about, you said something about life, and I want to make sure that I'm right. When you said life, it reminds me of exactly how I was going to say what I was going to say. As long as we have breath in our bodies, guys, we're going to have a thinking process. We're going to have a thought. We're going to have an imagination. We're going to have some type of, I'm going to say not movement. We're going to have some type of, yeah, some type of thought in our heads. But I believe that, and I'm going to say this for myself too, I believe that for those that are online that have either been to school or been to a seminar or been to church, I'm going to say that, or that has been in certain areas where people made you feel like the things you have thought were wrong, or the things you have thought were not of God, or the things you have thought is not a good thing to say out loud. And even, I'm going to say this, and I think, and I'm going to say this because it's referring back to the video me and Brandy had watched. But to make a long story short, the guy was like, he made a simple statement, oh, I'm not good at math. And that jumped out to me because we've had said little before, whether you're in school or whether you're, you know, at a job, you know, I'm not really good at talking to people. I'm not really good at communication. I'm not really good on the phone. Or I'm not good at, you know, English, or that's not my favorite subject. A lot of times people will say for you to kind of not necessarily get away from the problem, but they'll make it seem like it's not that big, or you shouldn't say that about yourself, or no, that's not what that's not how you're supposed to say it, or believe in yourself. It's not saying that the way that they were trying to encourage you, whether it was a friend or teacher, I think that they were only being nice. But I believe to let you guys know, it's nothing wrong with saying that out loud. It's nothing wrong with saying that you think this way or you feel this way. That's why the thought is there, and that's why our brain is there, because our brain is there to have different ideas or to have different thought process. And despite of who thinks it's wrong or who thinks it's right, that's what makes it, I believe, confusing. And I believe for those of us that have been either raised in the church or raised around certain, have been raised a certain way or have had patterns or habits of thinking certain ways, I believe it had made you very frustrated. And the only reason why it has made you frustrated is because you feel like what you were thinking was wrong. And I'm going to even say this for me, that's a woman. When I begin to like certain people or like a certain guy, I begin to overthink. Because I start, and I don't want to make this topic about guys because it's not. I'm just saying that when we get into new situations or even new areas of our life, we begin to overthink. Only because we think that what we're thinking is bad, or what we're thinking we shouldn't think it, or that's not right, or maybe you shouldn't think like that, or, you know, certain things like that. And I believe that's what the topic is kind of about tonight, about what are you thinking is. It's not about the fact that if it's wrong or right, it's basically bringing awareness to what you're thinking. And if you are tired of a certain pattern that you've been going towards, like if you are a negative thinker, or if you feel like you can, you know, maybe have more positive thoughts, or, you know, certain things that you're not good at, I believe it's just a certain way of doing things now. Not necessarily, you know, beating yourself up like, oh, let's not say that about ourselves, or no, that was wrong, or I take that back. No, it's okay. Have that thought. Have that thought. Like, you know what? I'm not as strong as I want to be, but darn it, I'm going to be strong by the end of this month, or I'm going to be strong by the end of this year. Start turning those positive, those negative thoughts into something positive. Don't beat yourself up in that moment or don't think it's right. It's okay, because that's how you feel. And I want us to stop thinking that we can't have an actual human experience or a human feeling without beating ourselves up. That's not what this is about. It's about being aware of your thoughts. Once you are aware of it, that's when you are mindful on what to do next. And I want to kind of start to flow like that, like basically being aware of your thoughts, whether they're bad or – and I'm not even going to say bad or good. We're not even going to put that out there. Being aware of your thoughts and being mindful and then trying to change something about them. And I feel like that's something that I've been challenged about lately, because my thinking process goes from 1 to 100. And I can see something on TV or I can see something on Instagram, and I'm going to say this and then I'm going to give it back to Brynesha. I was on Instagram, and I had saw a couple of people, and I was looking at their Instagram, and I noticed, you know what, I don't know if you guys ever felt like that. Have you ever felt like your vision or your dream or the stuff that you've been working on in the dark has not came to life yet, or it hasn't came the way that you want it to be? And when you see people moving in their vision or their career, you kind of be like, well, how do they do that? And how does that happen? And you begin to get mad. And I'm going to say this. A lot of times I begin to say, well, God, how's she doing this? Or how he doing that? And I feel like I'm doing this and I'm doing it. And it's like there's no right or wrong. There's no right or wrong way of doing it. But I feel that we get caught up in that and we start to overthink. And that's when we start to doubt what God has given us. Or we start to doubt, like, well, maybe I'm not doing it right. Maybe I should be the one going out, you know, start. Maybe I should be the one. Maybe I should start doing this different. Or maybe I should start promoting it different. No. What you're doing is totally different from what they're doing. It's just that your mindset has, I'm not going to say caused you to be where you are, but I feel like if we just kind of rattle our mindsets a little bit more, or our thoughts, I feel like you could be in the same place if you kind of shift your mindset. I guess I'm trying to say that because I'm saying that my mind got the best of me this week because I really was too busy looking at everybody else that my mind got overloaded because I felt like I was doing something wrong because I wasn't where they wanted to, I wasn't where I felt like I should be. And I'm saying that as in, once I noticed that, somebody had to come and tell me, somebody, one of my coworkers, she was like, you don't need to look at that. You're not going where they're going. Your calling is different. And once she did that, I'm going to tell you the truth, I got emotional because sometimes we have to low-key have those type of moments or have those type of freaked out moments in our minds or about ourselves and those thoughts. We have to have those thoughts to kind of bring us back to like reality. Like, check this out. You are amazing. Or, you know, check this out. This is, you know, you have your own stuff. You don't have to necessarily look at everybody else. But I'm saying it goes back to my thought. It's okay that I had that thought about myself, but now I can shift my thought and shift my thinking to know that, hey, you know what, that's her stuff or that's his stuff, but this is your stuff. And you can go back and maybe, you know, do something else. So I'm hoping I'm kind of going in the right direction.
She said, I'm hoping I'm
really
going
am.
In the right
I'm
direction.
I'm hoping I'm going in the right direction because that's basically what it was. It this weekend popped off as that. I was too busy looking at everybody else's stuff that my mind started to tell me that this is why yours is not going the way you want it to go because, you know, you felt like your stuff was, you know, their stuff was better than yours, or why people are always getting ahead of you and you're not there. But really, I think Barnett told me that she was like, well, you have to have that same thinking. Like, if they feel like this is who they are, then you better think the same thing. So it takes that thought of, I'm not going to lie, it takes that thought of maybe doubting yourself, or it takes that thought of maybe thinking negative about yourself to really put in the light. Like, you need to probably do something different or have a change of thought.
Well, what I will say is when you were talking, I have read this book, and the book is called Spirit Check, and it's amazing that we're going to actually have the same particular session at the workshop. But Spirit Check, one of the chapters is called Jealousy. Now, people hear the word jealousy, and they, it's like, you know, a negative sense. You hear, oh, they're jealous. But it was a part where was really a blessing. It was a section called Motivational Jealousy. And it says when you begin to look at others and you see that they are accomplishing things that you should have, and say, and she also stated in the book, Spirit Check, she said that it's not necessarily a bad thing. She said because when that motivation is there, basically it's motivational jealousy, maybe it will put some fire under your feet. Maybe it will encourage you to step out and begin to do what you know you ought to have done or, you know, been doing, and you just hadn't did it because you were, for whatever reason, you didn't do it. But since you saw your friend or whoever this particular person stepping out, and you're like, well, how is it happening for them? Because they took the leap of faith to do it, and that just encouraged you to do the same thing. So I did want to say that as far as regarding the statement that you made as far as seeing people. And then one of the most powerful things was is just admitting, like, hey, I thought that way. You know, because when we begin to think that way, pride will have us think like, no, I'm not this or I'm not that. Or, you know what I'm saying? She had the bootleg to get it. You know, all of those negative things will begin to move forward because we don't want to be honest about, you know, how we feel. And so even coming to the whole process of what are we thinking, the way we think I see now, and it was, and as you know, we had talked about, and you did state earlier, how it was the particular series we were watching by Stephen Furtick. And one of the things was what they were talking about on Stephen Furtick, it was just, they said the way things used to be, the thought process of the human, you know, of mankind, it has shifted. Like, people no longer think the way that they used to. I mean, everybody seems like they're in a rush. Like, nobody has time to really sit down and think things through. It's like everything is fast paced. It's like, you know, nobody never even put more thought to, you know, I'll say this, even when it comes to weight loss, you know, everybody wants a fast, what's that, the Coke bottle shake. So instead of going through the process of the losing the weight, it's like, I'll just do the surgery. So, I mean, but can I tell you that even when going forth with the surgery or losing the weight, it's all in your mind. It's all in what you are thinking. It's like, what are you thinking? And that's where really the battle is. And I know I've said something about the battlefield of the mind before, because that's where the battle takes place. It's in your mind, you going back and forth. You like, you know what, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to set these goals. And then, you know what, well, that cheeseburger show looks good. Or I'll just do it one more time. That all plays a part in our thinking process. And let me make this clear. I ain't beating up nobody because, baby, I want to lose weight, and I do love hamburgers. I don't like cheeseburgers. I like hamburgers. So, you know,
oh my God.
You know, but it's all about what we think. And so one of the things that I have come across now that I'm walking in and that I want to spread awareness is detoxing our mind, you know. And the Bible does say cast down every imagination. And that was even something that we heard in the series about the casting down the imaginations. But one of the things that I wanted to share with the people is accepting the thought process, accepting why you think the way you think, instead of and not even making it a bad thing. And if it is a bad thing, like, okay, you know what, even just converse with yourself, and people might think that that's crazy, to go back and say, you know what, I shouldn't think that way. I shouldn't be angry at that person, or I shouldn't have said it like that. Let me find a new way in which doing it and go about that route of doing the right thing. But don't continuously beat yourself up and condemn yourself for decisions that you have made. That's one, I mean, one of the most number one things in society today is regret. You always hear people, I shoulda, coulda, woulda, or the da-da-da-da-da. And it's like, I get it. You probably wanted to do that, and it did not happen. But do not destroy your mind, because even when we sat there and we listened to the medical doctors, she talked about we kill off brain cells when thinking negative. We kill off our brain cells, like, beating ourselves up. Like, when you condemn yourself, she was like, the mind was not designed where it's always, like, in fight mode. And I even said, you know, I shared that my therapist told me I'm more of fight mode than I was in flight. And I know now that I was in fight mode because, you know what, I always had things coming up against me. So I always tried to feel like I had to be 10 steps ahead of myself. And that was the wrong way to think. Like, you know, I didn't even want to be vulnerable. vulnerable is like a common word, but I really had to go look up what was it to be vulnerable, because I didn't know what it was. It was like I had the mind that I always had to be strong. And so we wanted to talk about what are we thinking today, and I went over to Luke because one of the things that they did say and one of the things that I've heard for like this past 2-3 months were the word triggered. Like, I have heard the word triggered so many times. And even for those of you guys that are listening, if you one person that think negative, if you are one, like, you know, you really trying to get to a place where you're in tune with yourself about just, you know, if you're in a place where you just want to just really get in tune with who you are and accept some of the things, and if you're a negative thinker, I recommend that you join the series by Stephen Furtick on YouTube, and it's called Triggered, and it says The Anxiety of the Mind. That's the title, and I think he's on, like, series number 8, but it just was so powerful. And so when I went to look up Triggered, it says a response caused by a particular action, process, or situation. And then it gave an example. It said a triggered memory of his childhood. And so, as I said, I remember in the month of March, we talked about mental awareness. And so we know this doesn't apply to everyone, but for those that have went through things, a lot of the way we think is like we feel as if we're protecting ourselves when really we're causing damage to ourselves. Because I'm going to go to the relationship, because Ms. Crystal said she didn't want to talk about it. You know, because the one man hurt you or the one woman hurt you, you put this wall up in your mind that everybody going to do the same. Because the one woman operated like that, or it was like she had this, when the next person come around, don't let them say nothing near as close to what Kelly said or as close to what Chris said. Our mind is really like, no, no, no. We begin to reject the things because that was a trigger. Whatever that saying was or whatever that act was, one of the most common triggers is songs. Don't let those songs come on that you had with your ex. Yo, you didn't relive the whole situation.
Baby.
All over again. Ask me how I know. I did it. I did it. And so, one of the things that we can start off with, look, Crystal didn't, but she just found the song. One of the things we can start off with is finding what our triggers are. And this is like more being educational. And I'm saying that this doesn't necessarily apply to everyone, but we need to be educated on these type of things. We need to talk about mental illness in our communities, and I want to say the Black community, because it's not just Black people that are suffering from depression or any form of mental illness. So, but these are things that we need to talk about. If we want to get better, we have to talk about these things. And so one of the most, we watched a part of the series today, and it was called Detoxing the Mind. And so I wanted to share, and I know Crystal had a few things that she wanted to share. We're going to go into a deeper discussion about it. But one of the things that the lady said, she said, when you think, you find God. And so find God. But the thing about that is you have to even be in tune with your thoughts. Because she said that we have a thought every 10 seconds. Like, you can't even control it. Like, automatically, every 10 seconds, you're going to have a thought. Now, your thought could be, I got to go to work tomorrow. Or your thought could be, they really hurt my feelings. I remember when they did. Your thought can be any of the positive or the negative. Your thought could be that I'm going to do all that I can to finish this degree, whatever it is. But she was saying that every 10 seconds we have a thought. She said, but when you think, you find God. And see, the thing about it is, what she was telling us about thinking, it's like we really have to think about what we thought about. Like, I don't know if that makes sense to you, but really go and be like, okay, I thought this thought. Now, if it's a positive thought, then okay, write the positive thought out. But it's nothing wrong that we think we have the negative. We have negative. Now, I will say, if you have more negative thinking than positive thinking, then that's not good. But we can no longer beat ourselves up for thinking negative. Like, we're human beings, and I want Crystal to share something, because that's even how we came across this particular topic, because I remember talking to Crystal the other day, and it was like, you know, and I hopefully she will want to be transparent about it. It was like something happened, and immediately she was like, mm-mm, like, bye. Bye before you but, this happened. Bye.
But
like,
can
you know,
I tell you?
Instantly.
Ooh, Jesus. When I tell you we in sync, when I tell you, and I'm not lying, we so in sync, because I was up here listening to you, and I put this on, I can't even say everything, but I put this on everything. That's exactly what I was contemplating on saying and being for real. But I love how God is, Bernie, so stop playing. Come on now, because I was really about, I was contemplating, like, should I say this or not? Because I know we free talk, and I know people love real stuff. But there are some things I don't want to share because I'm scared. I'm not scared of what y'all think, but I think it's more telling my personal business. But to make a long story short, Bonisha, when I tell you God is so good and he for real, because we're in two different, really in two different places if you really think about it. And I was literally thinking about that. I really was like, should I say this or not? Because you started going there, and I was like, I'm about to say this. Because as soon as you said the word condemnation, as soon as you start saying I begin to say, oh, I want to tell this, but I don't know if I should. Oh, my God. Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So
and even before you even even before you
go
forth with that, I wanted to share. And these are for – this little piece is for people that are in church. And I'm always open for people to come for me. I'm content with that. But I really, because I know I've come to the realization that everybody has a purpose and a plan in the kingdom of God. And I know that God sent me. I know the calling up on my life is to set the captives free. I know that's the calling. I know my purpose in life is to set the captives free. It will always be that I will go. Every person I'm coming to help break you out of prison. I know that that's my assignment. I know that's my purpose. I know that's the calling
Jesus.
Up on my life. I know that that's what he sent me for. I am a chain breaker. That's what I represent. I'm a freedom seeker. That's what I seek freedom for those and which have allowed themselves. They didn't walk back into the prison. They didn't allow somebody else to put them into the prison. However you got to the prison, I'm coming to deliver a word from heaven to get you out of prison, right? So I had to say all that. I had to get that nice disclaimer because we've often, and including myself, we've often went to church Sunday after Sunday. We went to Bible study. We went to every conference. And when I say we, I'm including myself because I went to church for 31 days all year long. Now I made sure I didn't miss a Sunday because I felt like that was what I had to. I was proving myself to God, right? And so I done all of this. And then I got to a place and I was like, well, I didn't did all the church. I didn't went to church all year. I didn't went to every meeting. I didn't went to every conference. I didn't heard Waiting on Boaz and I'd heard a whole bunch of stuff. And I questioned God. I said, how did I participate in all that? And I'm still toe up. I'm still dealing with issues that I came into church with, issues from 10 to 15 years ago. And so God told me about I wasn't applying. And even how it was being brought to my attention, I wasn't dealing with the root of things in my life. I was using scripture for Band-Aids. And I didn't know because nobody taught it to me. I didn't know that that's what I was doing. I didn't have the clear understanding. No one ever sat down and talked to me. But I got to a place I was frustrated because if God is the God, if I know God to be who he is, it was some stuff that should have been resolved already, right? And so
yeah.
I'm going to say this. She said, we think about sermons. Many of us were going to a church, and this, like I said, this doesn't apply to everyone. We go into churches, we hear the messages, but that's all we do. We hear them.
Uh-huh.
You might whoop and holler because it might do something for you. And you and the man on the Pastor Stephen Furtick said, he said, in 10 minutes later, you go home and you back in bondage. Like, you really, it ain't even at your back because it really never really left. You know, you was just, you know, enjoying the service, the entertainment to a sense because it really never, the sword never really cut through. And so, I'm one now to, I love the word. I love how to apply the word of God. But one thing I'm going to do, I want to teach you. I want to make sure that you understand on how you are to apply and what God is truly saying to you with his word.
Right.
And it said,
right.
She said, we don't think about the sermon. She said, we have to live the scripture. And you guys forgive me. She said, we have to live the scripture. She said, otherwise, when we quote it, it's just toxic. The woman, and I think her name, what's it, it's like Carol Lee, Dr. Carol Lee.
Uh-huh.
She's a neurosurgeon.
Yeah.
And she said, and she's a woman of God. And she said, when we quote it, she said, it's toxic. She said, you talk about casting down every imagination, but she said, you've done it as a habit because that's what you've been taught to say this or say that. I mean, even one of the things I had to pray for someone today, and I say by the stripes of Jesus Christ that we are healed. Okay, that is something that you say when you pray for someone that's sick. But the thing about it is, you have to believe. God said that you have to believe that this thing is going to take forth. He didn't say you have to say it. He said you have to believe. So the thing about it is, even with scripture, and we're women of God, we're spirit-filled believers, a lot of time we have mishandled the word of God as a Band-Aid. We didn't allow it to heal us. It was just a Band-Aid. So you find that you say you forgave Gary, and 6 months later let Gary do something else. You be probably about to cut his neck off because truly it wasn't real, you know. And so we're talking about the way we think. And we just got to be honest. I'm going to tell you the truth. I want to tell y'all this. If you ain't forgave such and such, even though God is totally against unforgiveness, be honest that you ain't forgave them. Like, say it. Just say it. She said, be honest about your wrong decisions, your wrong thoughts. So you, I mean, and let me say this, and Crystal, I'm going to give it to you. Find a safe place. Find a safe place to pour that stuff into. But don't hold it in. Don't beat yourself up about the thoughts that you have. You know, don't beat yourself up. I mean, I preached a sermon about being lost and found, and I had to tell the people, don't get it twisted because of those that have not lost Christ, where they come in and it's like a struggle for them to try to transition from the world that they in to transition into the and to being like-minded with Christ. Because even those of us that are in Christ, it's a struggle for us too. And don't nobody want to be honest. We represent a God that makes people think once we have received him that your trouble passed away, and that's not the truth. And so now in the way that we think, in church, whether it be out of church, we have to reconstruct, and I know I have said it before, we have to reconstruct in a way that we're thinking. The lady, she even gave us five, and I recommend, I've been sharing this video with everybody, I recommend that you find it. You find Elevation Church, Pastor Stephen Furtick, and the topic of that YouTube is Detoxing Your Mind. It's different steps that she's talking about the way that we think. And I wanna represent this now because depression, anxiety, bipolar, schizophrenia, it all has something to do with our mind. It all has something to do with the mind. I mean, can I tell you that a friend shared with me that because something was, it was spoken over her life that she would never be nothing, like I would never be nothing. And she was like, and so she carried that same thought for years. It was said by her mother. And her mother passed on. And so after her mother stopped saying that she would never be nothing, that spoke this over her life, she began to be the voice now to say, you know what, I guess I will never be nothing. But it was all in her mind. And God says, the Bible says, so a man thinketh, so is he. So, you know, Crystal, let me give it to you. Go, you take it. Take it.
No, I want to hear you talk. But let me tell you something. I'm going to say this when I was listening to you. A lot of us don't want to make mistakes. Because I'm going to start off my story as saying that I've always been that woman that never wanted to make mistakes, whether before I got with God and after I got with God. And when you say, when you use the word that, when you use the comment about the Band-Aid, and I know she said eventually, she said when you put the word on your wound, eventually, like a Band-Aid, eventually it's going to fall off. And I say that because since I was a person that never wants to make mistakes, the season that I was in at one point when I almost fell and gave in, I was so mad about that. I was so hurt because I got myself in that situation, and I got comfortable in that situation to where I was about to compromise something that I've been waiting for a long time. When I finally got out of that situation, I had every rule, every regulation, every. I made my own Bible up. I made my own rules up. I had my own handbook because I said, I'm not doing this no more. I'm not going to do it like this. I'm not going to talk like this to no man. I'm not going to move this way. I'm not going to flirt this way. I'm not going to say hi this way. I'm not going to bat my eyes this way. I had every rule in the book because I said, I'm not falling this time. I'm not about to almost go there this time. And I'm saying that because that's how I was. So I was so adamant about my rules that I'm like, oh, this time I know the fact that I got all these rules down. Oh, babe, you cannot fall. You won't fall. You ain't about to fall for nobody. Oh, you're not going to be stupid this time. You're not going to be naive. I was so adamant about that I had built up a wall. So when I finally met somebody, and I'm being honest, when I finally met somebody these last 6 months, I have had that wall up for about the last 3-4 months. That boy cannot touch me. He couldn't touch my heart. He couldn't touch my mind because I'm like, this is not about to happen. But I was so adamant about not falling or him not being like somebody else. I didn't even give this person a chance. So when I began to slowly but surely really get to know this person, I had, I had expectations. He better do this. He better do that. Or you know what? I had so much going on my mind. And I'm going to tell the truth. You know, some of that kind of came out. We became good friends. We're good friends to this day. And I'm going to fast forward it. We got closer last week. And I said, like I said, it's been 6 months. And that boy has not been respectful to me, have not said nothing out of pocket, have not hinted at anything. And for the first time, I'm not going to lie, we kissed. Out of 6 months, we actually kissed. And when I'm going to go back to when Bernisha said the scripture, I put scripture over my wound, but eventually it's going to fall off. So to make a long story short, after he kissed me, and it was so amazing, and it was not, I'm not going to get into details, it was amazing for me. But you know what I did when I went back in the room? Y'all know some of y'all shout and say, oh, my God, that was so amazing. Oh, my God, I really like him. Baby, I went straight to that book. I went straight to the word thinking that what I just did was so bad. I said, that's not about to happen again. I said, I wish I would. I said, babe, because you're not about to fall. It happened second time he did kiss me again the next night. And I still, y'all would think somebody be like, oh, my God, he really liked me. We about to be in a relationship. Oh, baby, I said, maybe I need to do another devotional. I said, maybe I need to do another devotional because I knew the last time I gave somebody my heart and the last time I gave somebody my kisses that I would have almost given into something that I did not want to do. So for me, the scripture was a Band-Aid for me. But it was only a Band-Aid for so long. But what I'm saying is instead of me enjoying the experience of a person and of a man that could potentially be for me, I ridiculed myself. I beat myself up. And I turned what could be probably the happiest moments of my life or could be one of the precious moments of, you know, just enjoying the moment. I took that and made it out of a whole Bible. Like, I made it out of a whole Christ sermon or something so bad. I made it out of something so bad. And y'all probably on this, y'all, I don't know, some of y'all could be laughing or some of y'all could be like, wow. But that's how your mind will get you to think that God be so mad at you that if you make the smaller, if you just live a little bit, that you did the wrong thing because you felt like it was not your husband or you felt like it was not the right one or you didn't want to make a mistake. I felt so bad. Yeah, I felt so bad. And Bronisha was like, then you're not living. And I thought I was living because I'm giving the boy a chance. We texting, you know, we hanging out. I'm thinking, oh, baby, we living. The first time that I actually had a really beautiful moment with somebody I really care about and I really can see something with, I made that out of something so bad that I said, oh, no, I got to do another devotional. Oh, let me read up on casting down every imagination. Let me read up on lusting. I put that on everything because of what happened with the last person. Just because you, and I'm going to say this for whoever on the line, I don't know if it's a guy or a girl, just because you almost made a mistake that could have took you out or you almost went there with somebody compromising something and it didn't happen, it's okay. You should be shouting right now. But don't think that because something happened the first time or something almost happened does not mean that's every chapter. You have a new chapter. Every time you turn a page, it's something new. That is not the, your life is not, should not be like no cycle. And don't think that you have to always cover up something, don't think that you always have to cover up a really great moment between you and another person because you feel bad because somebody from church or from somebody from a book or somebody from a help book told you, this is not how you do it because I talked about this earlier today. We are so into these patterns of how we're supposed to date. We're into these patterns of how a guy's supposed to date us, or we're into these patterns or these habits of how a woman's supposed to conduct herself the first 5-6 months or the first year or two, or he should have did this by this time. He's supposed to say it like this, open the door like this. When we don't see it, we automatically think, this ain't it. This ain't it. This ain't it. Because I bet you I told you, I said, I'm not kissing no other boy and unless he's my boyfriend or my husband. No other boy. After my last situation, I said, I'm not kissing nobody else unless it's my man or my husband. I said that. And it didn't happen. It didn't happen. But I beat myself up, and that was a beautiful moment. That was a beautiful moment, y'all. But I turned it into something else because of my thinking, because of my pattern I had in my head. And also, and I'm going to tell y'all this. I put expectations on God, and I know that he's amazing. He can do no wrong. But I put so much expectation on him that I made up a rule that he didn't even have in his book. I made up a rule he didn't have in his book, and he probably looked at me like, who told you that? He said, I give you life and more, so you can have more abundantly, and I'm saying that he's not saying to live reckless. He's not saying do what you want to do because you just, in the moment. But he said, I want you to enjoy this. I want you to enjoy the fruits of your. I want you to enjoy this. I want you to enjoy this. And he said, every bad, every good, I'm still there. I never leave you nor forsake you. He said, so I'm right there. And you know what I'm trying to say? Like, yeah, he said, enjoy this. Because I know, dang on well, that man did not get up on that cross so I can be ridiculed myself every day, being mad about a mistake, and I wake up, I'm 6 years old, and I ain't even live. I ain't got nothing. I know he didn't do that. I know he didn't do that for nothing. But I can't even enjoy the most smallest things because I was beating myself up. And I'm telling y'all again, that was the last week. So I don't care how much y'all might see me on Instagram or hear me on this thing and talking in tongues, I still have a pattern of these thoughts. Like, I'm not supposed to make a mistake. And that's not fair. That's not fair. I should always have those thinking. And that's not fair to somebody that you might want to be with. I'm saying that for anybody that's probably in that similar situation that really want to move forward with somebody, that really want to be with somebody, but you're scared because you feel like, because you probably twisted the word around. And we twist the word around a lot. We twist it to make it comfortable for us. So the reason why I got stuck in a lot of patterns is a lot of people see me, oh, girl, you good. You waited this long. Or girl, you good. You ain't had no man this long. And you survived and you strong. Because I'm not going to lie. Sometimes it is because of God. But sometimes I get myself locked in the prison because I didn't turn Samuel 1:34 accustomed to my comfortability. I didn't turn Psalm 51 accustomed to my comfortability. I turned everything to make it feel good in my situation so I can be stuck and be safe. A lot of y'all living safe, and y'all not really living. Y'all really living safe, and y'all not living. I have been living safe. I'm 31 years old. I've been living safe for as long as I really can. Talking to men, I think I've been living safe for about 10, 15 years. I've been living safe. So people thinking, oh, you're living your best, like you ain't got no kids. No, I'm not. And I don't want to say it like that, but no, some things are in some areas. Even Steven said that it's okay. He said, you're not good at math, it's okay. So I'm going to tell you the truth. In some areas, I'm not living because I'm scared. I do not want to fall, and I do not want to make a mistake. So there are some times when they say, oh, girl, you still single? Oh, God is good. No, I'm single because I'm scary. I'm single because I'm scary. Oh, girl, you ain't kissed him yet? That's good. No, because I'm scared, and I'm saying it's certain things. I am scary, but I bet you if y'all see me in person, I bet you I put a word on it to make it sound good. And I'm really being honest. Don't get me twisted. Don't get it twisted. Yes, there's some things that he called me to wait for. There's some things that he called me, there's a certain season that my stuff will be revealed and that will be manifested. There's some certain seasons where I have gotten stuck because I was scared to move. And I'm just saying, I'm just scared. Scared. And it's okay. It's okay to be in God and be scared. I'm going to say that. It's okay to be in God and you really don't want to fall. It's okay to be with God and you do have second thoughts sometimes. That's okay. because I'm there, but I don't want to be there all the time. I really want this man to take me out and take me on a good nice little lit dinner, and I want to get dressed, wear my fitted dress, my hair probably down to my butt, and I'll be for real, and then I go home and get a good kiss, and I want to go home. And I'm really being serious. I hope that's not too much, but I want to do that.
Oh, yes. Hey, Crystal is getting free, you guys. She is getting free.
Man. And I want to say he's handsome. Do y'all know how long it took me? That boy said good morning every day to me. Good morning, beautiful. Good morning, beautiful. And somebody had to tell me. I'm not going to lie. We was at a good seminar, and I'm done after this. Not even a seminar. It was a one-on-one love, one-on-one single singles thing. And it was only about four or five of us. And I asked that man, said, do y'all have any questions? And I was so almost kind of like the first part of me really trying to get free. I said, when is the first, you know, when is the right time to let your guard down? And I was kind of going into depth. And then I said, because he tells me I'm beautiful every morning. And he says this. And he said, I don't think he said, man, before I said, girl, it is okay. You told that man he is handsome. It is okay to give him a compliment. I bet you I've been calling him handsome. I bet I've been calling him handsome ever since. But I'm saying, look how long it took me, because I was so scared to say the smallest things, because I was torn between, and I think I told him this, I was torn between letting this man know that I really like you and I care for you and I want something to start, but I was also on the other side holding a lot of stuff in because I was scared that I was going to fall before something even happened. I was ridiculing myself because of my thoughts, because I knew this man is handsome. I know this man is sweet and he's nice, but I bet you I wasn't going to tell him that, because the last time I told a man that he was nice and he's sweet, or, you know what, I really like you, I felt like that's when everything went havoc, or I felt like that's when I felt like he felt like I wasn't going nowhere. Because I feel like if I tell a man how I feel, he's going to use that, and we don't end up together. Oh, girl, it's a lot. But anyway, y'all, I am done, but I wanted to say that because, baby, when I tell y'all this thoughts, ain't no joke, but I don't want to live like that no more. So if y'all happen to see me with a ring on my finger next year, thank you for the prayers.
Hey, man, she's speaking the things into existence.
Baby.
God says to call those things, although they worry, we have to speak things into existence. And one of the things that that was discussed in the series that I was watching, she said, when you bring stuff to the light, it weakens. So when you admit that you have this thought, it now weakens that thought.
Jesus.
That means that particular thought no longer has strength over you. It's no longer dominant, because now you have exposed it to a sense. So I'm one, I love to tell on myself. I tell on myself. If I've done something, I tell on myself, I'll be very transparent. And she says, when you bring stuff to the light, it weakens it. You are aware of it, and it's changeable. Once you have acknowledged that you have this particular issue or this particular problem, whether it be the anger that you have with someone in your family or whatever this thought may be, once you admit it, once you bring it to the light, once you find that safe place to put it, at this point now you're able to change it. And again, I just really want to stress this. The reason why we're talking about what are we thinking, because, I mean, for me, I'm currently in school studying psychology, and just to be, I mean, even through the giftings of God, where I discern, where God just allows me to see things, I see where mental illness is on the rise. I see where, you know, situations as far as like trauma, it has held people captive to the point that, I probably said this in the past, people are not living out their dreams. They're not moving forward because they're so fearful that they will be what people said that they were going to be, like he was never going to be nothing. So people, as I said earlier, with the friend of mine that said it, you know, she still, like 20 years later, after this has been spoken over her life, have not moved forward because of what was said. So now that she's acknowledged it, because as long as she's been my friend, I've never heard her say that. But now that she has acknowledged that issue, it now is weakened, and now it could be changeable. And another thing, because I wanted to share some stuff, she says, when you can admit your flaws and failures, it's time for a celebration, because that means that those things no longer have power over you. One of the things is, I go back into church, I told a friend, I said, you know, I've been in church for like 9 years, and I sat back and I was like, well, I still got this issue, I still got that issue. Like, why? And so God was like, because we really have to get to the root of the matter. And he brought it back because Facebook have memories. And so I had did a live last year, And I was saying uprooted. That was the title of it. And we think about plants. We think about trees. We think about, you know, those type of things that are in the ground, you know. I mean, we talk about bearing fruit or however. And so if you, let's say you have a flower and it grow and it look ugly, this is just my story. If you cut it off, it's a high chance that the flower will grow ugly again. You can cut it off and it'll grow back ugly again. And the reason being for that is because you never got to the root of it. You never dealt with the soil of it. And so in our thought patterns and the things that we're doing in the way that we are thinking, we have to get to the root of why we are thinking what we're thinking. And then we can apply the word of God, because if you don't deal with why the thought is there and you continue to say cast down the thought, how you casting down something that you have you have not even acknowledged? And I know I said this before too. Even with the when we talked about deal with it, Paula White said, "How could you conquer something that you have not confessed?"
Yep.
Like, how can you conquer it? And so I know that this is like one of the biggest things, and I was ready to like shift and do something totally different on Free Talk Radio because I felt the need, like, okay, God, you know, it's time for us to do something else. But we have to go back to the way we are thinking, the way, you know, and I see so many people saying, well, I thought this or I thought that or I wanted to be this or I wanted to be that, and in their mind has held them captive. Another thing that was given in the series, she said housekeeping in the brain. I said, she said, go in there and do some cleanup. You know, take out time. And see, I'm a busy person. I'm a mother. I'm a minister. I'm a student. I'm a whole bunch of stuff. And so she said, you need to take out 16 minutes and just sit. She said, don't answer the phone. Don't pick up the phone. Don't do nothing with the phone.
Yeah.
Leave the phone alone. And you really just need to just think. And I know it's an app that I was listening to at one point called Headspace. So you guys, for those of you that have Androids or if you have Android or iPhone, you can go to the App Store and think of Headspace. But thinking about we're in a fast-paced world now. Everything is fast, 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 fast. And so since the world is fast, we're trying to adapt to it. I understand, you know, but for some of us, it will burn us out very fast. For some of us, we will not be able to keep up. And then at that point, it will work against us. So what are we thinking? You know, are we thinking positive things? Are we thinking negative things? And I don't know. I really, because I'm asking God, like, why did we come back to this? You know, why are we back at this place again? But I will believe that it's somebody here that needs to hear this information for us to return back to discuss this, because I know it's something personal. I know something personal for me because it is something that I deal with in my life because of being a single mom, because of being a special needs mom, because of having a 15-year-old daughter. It's like in just the society that my children have to be subjected to, not just them, but myself, and then even being a visionary and a minister, and I'm encouraging women from state to state and having these. It's like it's really necessary that we time, breathe, and regulate allow our thoughts to be regulated. You know, we as mothers, and I'll share this, when we want to get away from our children, we will condemn ourselves for that sometimes. Like, oh, you know, I don't have time because I got to do this. But I know I probably said this before. If you don't take care of you, you will be no good for no one else. You won't be good for anyone else if you don't take care of you. And let me say this. I'm not going to even – this is not just a woman thing. This is a human being thing.
Right.
Because even in my psychology class, every time we talk about a diagnosis, he says that it's 85% chance of a woman will have this diagnosis. So I asked him, I said, why every time you discuss a diagnosis, why is it the high chance of a woman versus a man? I said, are you guys stereotyping? And he said, no, the numbers are calculated based on who admits. So, yes, women are going in, and he, you know, he begins to say how, you know, guys do not they don't express themselves like women. And so I totally understood that. But he did also say that if more men will begin to confess, like, you know what, my thoughts haven't been really good lately, or I've been falling into depression, he said maybe the numbers will change. So I said that to say that it does not just apply to a woman, but it applies to all of us on what we are thinking, what we are, I mean, we face a society, a world daily, and sometimes we allow that world to control the way we ought to do things. Our social media has altered thinking by a long shot to, I'll speak for myself. It was some point where I felt like I had to be on Facebook to see everything, or I got to always tell people, and I had to train my own self, like, listen, take out time for yourself, because some people may be stronger, some may be weak, but some people have even adapted their lives to be in competition with individuals on Facebook. Well, sometimes Facebook, them posts be lies. Some people ain't really living them lies, the life that they say that they're living, but we always want to believe that the grass is greener on the other side, so we try to make our life something that it really, really, really isn't. So the thing about it is, it still goes back to our thought. It's going back to our thought process. It's going back to what we think. And I say it again, God said, so a man thinketh, so a he. He also said that we are to be renewed. We are to transform our mind. But he said to be renewed by the transforming of your mind. He said we are to have the mind of Christ. And so in having the mind of Christ and having a transformed mind, transformation is a process. And so if we have to take out time, we have to take out the time to meditate or time to just step away from everything and just relax. You know, one of the things is relax, and we have to discipline ourselves to do those particular things. One of the things, if you're an iPhone carrier, iPhone just came up with a new feature that I totally love, right? Because my mind made me feel like I was obligated to pray for every person that called, answer every phone call. You know, my mind had me in a process that I had to be obligated. And so iPhone has come out with a new feature where you have screen time. It will show you how much time you have spent on your phone and what particular app you have spent your most time in. And so when I looked up, it showed that I was on social media. Yeah, I'm on social media spreading different things about my events and scrolling. But even still that, I wanted to bring it to a minimum because I wanted to gain control over that and not just be scrolling on. I could be doing something productive, reading a book, doing something, working on my own book. And so I set a limit to myself. So I give myself 3 hours a day for social media, and that's period. It can be Facebook, Instagram, whatever. All of it is tied in one, and it will send you a notification and tell you you have 5 minutes left to be on social media, and it will lock the app down. True, you can go in there and bypass it, but I was excited to see that. I was excited to see that I had a dinner reservation the other day, and my dinner reservation was for 4:00. My phone notified me and told me it was sending my phone to do not disturb while for 1 hour and 30 minutes. I guess that was giving me enough time to sit at the dinner table and enjoy my family versus trying to pick up my phone. So I was like, I like this. When it's time for me to go to sleep, because I have a bedtime set on my phone, phone will go to do not disturb where it will not receive any messages, any of those things. And I let it do that because until I can just gain control of it of myself, because we say we want to do stuff, but we don't stick to it. I want to lose weight, and I can have the goal to really want to do it, but I just haven't disciplined myself to do it. And it is a fight. It's not easy, people, so I'm not telling you, oh, you just go do this stuff, you know what I'm saying, and it's going to happen. No, but those things have really truly been a blessing to me. So I can take the time and begin to get with myself and begin to think about why I'm moving the way I'm moving, or, you know, just take time to ourselves. Like, we are in a fast-paced world. We can't even put down our phones to drive because we got to answer to everybody, you know? Like, it's like really like taking time to ourselves. And I know it seems like we're drifting somewhere else, but it all plays a part in our thought process. We sometimes overload our thought process, too. We overload it. I mean, Crystal, you shared how because of past experiences, and I'm going to say it just like this, you was like, I'll be damned if it happened like that again. It's all in our mind. You know, we're scared to fail. you know, failure is a good thing. And I know that it just shows you where you messed up, and it gives you an opportunity to go back. The doctor said when you can admit your flaws and failures, it's time to celebrate. Instead of saying, oh, no, I'm good at all that. Stephen Furtick said, you know, in the church when he said that he didn't know how to do math, don't say that. No, admit where you are weak at, because even God said where we are weak, he is strong. So if we can admit that we don't know how to do this, we open up to be taught to. We might not be the expert in that area, but we learn it. For him, he didn't know he wasn't too great at math. But if he got some tutoring, he probably would have got better. Not that he would be an expert, but he'll have a little bit more knowledge of it. And so I'll just say no longer beat yourself up because of where you are, the way you operate, that your vision ain't big like somebody else's, like you mediocre and they not mediocre. Like, okay, because I can't talk about y'all. Let me talk about me. We are even also in a competitive, like we competitive, like I got to do it bigger than she did.
Oh, yeah.
So I gotta go all out. Oh, your son's prom party look like this. I'm finna sit up here. I'm finna cash out every card, so my baby can have the Lambo and the all. It's what are we thinking? You know, what are we thinking? And our minds have been programmed by a society. So let's take our minds back. Let God have His way with us, right? Just being who we are. You know, your simple idea could be a blessing to somebody else. It do not have to be on the biggest stage platform ever. And so I believe I shared all of my notes regarding the triggered. And even, you know, for if you suffered abuse as a child, you suffered any kind of abuse in your life, molestation, rape, domestic violence, and you trying to move forward. I remember some months ago when we did do it, the woman of God, she shared that, you know, she had even got married and she couldn't even spend time with her husband as she had desired because it was like her mind, she was always triggered, like things would trigger her about her childhood. And so I say identify what your triggers are. It will help you if you identify them.
Mm-hmm.
You have to identify, you know, and if those things, and it depends on how far it's going to take you. You know, if certain triggers cause you to go back and drink, then avoid hanging out with that particular crowd. You know, if that particular song is going to send you back into depression to the man that cheated on you and left you, and this is Free Talk Radio, so we just keep it real, avoid the song. If going down the street, this particular street, if it's going to trigger something in your memory, you know, find a new route. I mean, I can share because every day I go to school, I drive past the cemetery in which my daughter is buried in, and she passed away when she was 5 days old. Like, every day I go to school, and I acknowledged that. I said, man, like, I'd just be driving by, and I remember when I lost my daughter, I began drinking. I began doing all kind of stuff. I wasn't saved then, but even if I was saved then, stuff like that still happened, right? So, you know, I look now that something that once destroyed me, something that once helped my mind in captivity, now I drive by and I don't, you know, I'm not beat up, depressed, or any of that, you know. But we have to acknowledge the thoughts, acknowledge the way, acknowledge the patterns, acknowledge why it's happening. And so, you know, before we close out, what I really want to say, the whole bulk of all of this, and this is for those of you that are listening, and this is for those of you that this applies for, this is for those of you that may struggle or have these situations, get to why you feel the way you feel, or why you angry, or why you think this thought, or why, you know, why this, you know, why you hate going to this particular class. Like, if you don't understand the work, admit, like, you know what, I don't understand it. But don't beat yourself up. You know, I should have known it by now. Like,
right.
We are
yeah.
human beings. Oh, I should have had it by now. Crystal gonna be mad at me. but she has this big deal with, I should have had a car by now. So she don't want talking about, she don't want nobody talking about a woman not having a car. Like, it would kick her off because she takes it personal. But even for that example, and she my friend and we talk about it, so I can put her on blast. Even for that example, okay, you mad because they're talking about people that have don't have cars. Oh, yeah, they had the conversation today. They was hot. Oh, wait, I don't got a car. But even in that, when you become mad, why are you mad? You know, why? Mm-hmm. I can use myself about stuff, you know. I had to begin to understand why I felt the need. This is free talk, but I be, don't be want to be too real. But I had, over the years, I had an issue with relationships. And I had to come to understand why that in my mind I felt like I needed to have a man. But then I had to come to the realization and acknowledge the fact that I was searching for my father to be there. So I was trying to replace a void with a man. You know, in my that's the way I thought. And so I went to God because I no longer wanted to continue to think that I felt like I needed a man to validate me. Because I know that I was fearfully and wonderfully made in his image. I am so cute. I really think I am bomb, but I am cute. And that is just to encourage and know who I am. And so I will be honest about that thought pattern of what I thought of myself. And so I'm saying that about you because I always want to empower people. I always want to encourage people. And we're going to have to be the truth. The, God says that the truth shall set you free. Tell the truth if we be honest. And you can't be honest with everybody, so you have to find the safe place. And that was something else that I know God has given me, but the woman of God shared earlier. She said, say how you feel in a safe place. Find that safe group, that safe friend that's not going to ridicule you, that's not going to talk about you because you had this thought. Stephen Furtick is a pastor, and he admitted to thoughts that he had. And he said that he has a friend that he go to, and he tell how he feels. He even shared that even after he preached to thousands of people, he has his own church. And he says that he still has the thought that he is letting God down. That was powerful for me because us in church, we be acting like we got it all together. I'm saying thanks to God, Holy Ghost filled. I'm blessing the Lord and highly favored and mad. So I know, you know, I'm for real. I mean, I was a part of a depression a documentary, and they said, well, what is the church going to have to say about you saying that you suffer depression? I said, I don't know what they're going to have to say. But I know how God had to make it, my relationship with God is personal. So I had to go to God and ask him, and which way did he want to help me get healed? Which way did he have for me to get healed? And he had that I confessed that this was an issue that I had. And he told us that we ought to confess our faults. He told us we can lay aside every way. He said to cast our cares upon him. So I take it as when he's saying lay it aside, cast it, we got it. When we cast them, what you going to do in silence? Oh, I'm going to give you this issue. What issue are you giving God? So you're going to have to tell God, I give you this frustration. I give you this madness. I give you this insecurity. You're going to have to identify whatever it is that you're struggling with. But I'm going to tell you this. If you have, if your mind is not always in a place of thinking positive, do not beat yourself up. Ask yourself why you think the way you think. Why? What has caused you to think negative? Deal with what has caused you to think negative. You know, and Free Talk Radio, it has come to a place where I think it's more about it's just educating the people. It's really talking to you guys. It's like, I love church. Don't get me wrong. I love church. I love church. I the Lord has gifted me, and, you know, I'm an intercessor, so don't get me wrong, but God dealt with me. He says that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and I come that you have life and you have it more abundantly. If God is talking about the abundant life, you cannot live abundant, have an abundant life in bondage. And bondage is being stuck to things that have happened 10 and 15 years ago. Being in bondage could be something that happened last month, and you cannot release it because it has wounded you in a way. Even when somebody hurts your feelings, I've got to the point now, and they might not like it. I'm start telling people, like, you know, I didn't like how you did that because And another thing, she said, when you don't admit stuff, it becomes toxic. So just think about all the stuff that you haven't admitted all these years, all the stuff that you kept to yourself. You like a ticking time bomb, ready to blow. And
oh,
even
yeah.
a Crystal, because you leave me like I'm the counselor, because Crystal got to be doing something else. She let me do all the talking today, right?
No, because you know why? Because I had did what I said I was going to do. Well, no, I didn't.
Oh.
I let you.
Oh, she just wanted to testify.
No, you know what? I really want to say that because I knew that it went hand in hand, and I feel like our conversation. I feel like our conversation did that. I think that was a perfect example of the mindset. But you talking. But you know what's so funny? And this, I guess this is you gave them some last things. I feel like you said them all. But she had like five. The lady that we were looking at on the video, she had five things at the end of it. She said the first thing to do is to become awareness, to have awareness. The second one is to act, answer, and discuss. And she said the third one is to write it down, and the fourth one is to read what you wrote, and the fifth one is what am I going to do? What am I going to do today? So these five things, and I hope you guys probably, when we have the playback, because we do have playback, when you hear the playback, those are basically the five things that she said to do. And I guess when you have the triggers and when you have that that freak out moment, and when you have the thought of, you know, overthinking things, she said to just be aware of it and to act, answer, and discuss. And then the third one is to write it down. And the fourth one is to read what you wrote. And then the fifth is to ask the question, what am I going to do today? And that's just to get you guys in a place to where you can just, like Bunchy said earlier, to breathe. Really sit back and breathe and just relax. And then I think she even said that she said you are allowed, I think besides the 7 to 10 minutes, I think 7 to 15 minutes of, you know, no TV or no phone, she said you're allowed to have 15 minutes of just letting your mind go. Imagine. Dream. Wonder. It's okay. And it's so funny because I was telling my other friends that we used to do that when we were younger. What happened to that? Our mind used to wander when we was like 9 to 13 years old and coloring or having fun on the schoolyard. What happened to that imagination? What happened to just drifting off and just letting it go? And I feel like if we go to that, we would really, really be at peace. And God does say that I give you peace that surpasses all understanding. So if you just allow him to give you that peace and just that serenity and just lay down, relax, and just let your mind wander and enjoy that moment. Enjoy these moments that he gives to you. Enjoy these moments because they're not for nothing. They're not to just sit there and to keep wondering and keep you know, bringing up what you don't have or what you should have or how it should be. Relax and just sit in that moment. Enjoy that.
Mm-hmm. Even, we think so much into a lot of stuff, and I get it. I mean, I'm one because I'm in the process. It's like, you know, and I feel because this is one of, like, the biggest issues for me. Or being a single mom, it's like I'm always worrying about I got to make sure the bills is paid or make sure, you know, my kids have this and they have that or they have to be at school or they got this or my son has this appointment. It's so many things that have to be done. And it's like my mind is always going. Sometimes my mind goes so much, I have headaches, right? And so the thing about it is when, and I'm talking about me, and if you're one that operates that way, we have now taken the responsibility off God and we've put it on ourselves. And we don't allow him to have his way. And so I wanted to share this scripture, and it's Matthew 6 and 30. It starts off at verse 31, and it's New Living Translation. It says, so don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat, what will we drink, what will we wear? Those things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers, but your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worry. Today's trouble is enough for today. And so we always try to fix what's for today to make sure that it is all right for tomorrow. And what God really wants us to do is just really really, like, give him, even in that 7 to 16 minutes, and I'm praying that you guys take that time because I'm going to take it. You know, just go in there and just talk. You know, go in there and just talk about some of your stuff. I'll even say, for those of you that have busy lives, the stuff that's just unnecessary, like you just really don't have to do it and really don't have to do it. Sometimes you want to feel like you got to be there for everybody else. I have to set boundaries, and some people, they're upset with me because they used to me running to their rescue, and I had to tell them, like, I can't do that today. Like, I'm really going to give myself just 30 minutes today, so you're going to have to figure out another route. That's a whole different other topic because, you know, I had to explain to them why I set the boundaries, but I needed the time to myself. So God is saying, you know, don't worry about tomorrow. You know, worry about today. And God wants us to live. He don't want us to be burdened down with worry, with thoughts. He don't want us to be sitting here fighting that. God ain't surprised that you think negative. Oh, my God. And this is really, she took it even back. She was talking about Jesus when he was in the garden. Like, oh, she said it. She was like, Jesus, he went back and he was like, he was the God. Like, you sure? Like, but he was being honest. Like, he was being honest about his thoughts. Like, Daddy, I know what you say I ought to do. I know he knew his purpose, but he just really wanted to make sure. Like, and he even exposed that he was questioning it. So if we talk about Jesus, you think God is mad at you because you went, you know, because of the way you think? He wants our minds to be transformed. But can I tell you, your mind cannot be transformed until you admit that there's something wrong with it? He said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. But you got to go to God and say, you know what, God, I am tired. You know, I think this way. I think that way. I'm thinking this way because of that. And in that process, as she said, when we confess these things, it is now exposed. It's now exposed. And I don't know, and I could be wrong, but I was thinking about, I think it's like a virus or it's something. I believe it has something to do with a virus, but it's like once it hit the air, like it can no longer live anymore. Like once it's exposed to the air, it like dies. Like, you know, it has to be hidden in a place. So I could be wrong. Don't quote me. I'm going to have to make sure I look that up because I don't want anybody to say, well, she said this, but I could be wrong. But I still say that toxin in your mind, the way that you're thinking, that, okay, it's not, it may not be right. But when you expose it, you allow God to take it. But if you don't say nothing about it, it's still there to taunt you. It's still there to keep you in bondage. It's still there to keep you in captivity. So we want to be healed, people. We don't want to just be saved and saved. We want to be delivered. We want to walk in the abundance of Christ. We want to be healthy. You know, and that's totally from, you know, from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. We want to have healthy minds. Because you can quote, you want to have the mind of Christ all you want to. But if you ain't admitting the mind of Christ is not the mind of, I'm going to go cut such and such out. And I ain't even going to tell you that you could, just because you got the mind that you want to cut somebody out, that you're so dead wrong, because you still have the process to think about what you go say before you say it. And some people say, oh, I slipped up. No, baby, you didn't slip up. You said it because you wanted to say it, you know? And so I pray that something was said to be a blessing to you guys tonight. I hope that this was very informal. I hope it really helped you guys. Again, if you haven't, it's many different series I'm watching, but the detox in the mind, that thing was so powerful for me, you know, for that doctor to get on there and talk about the way our minds operate. So if you get a chance, look up on YouTube, Stephen Furtick, and the particular topic is detoxing the mind. I was trying to look up the actual name of the doctor, but let me see. Her name is Dr. Carlene Lee. And so she's a neurologist. And so, you know, I want us to think, you know, have the positive way of thinking and love on God.
not going to church Sunday after Sunday with the negative mindset, probably not even wanting to be in the house of the Lord, or you in the house of the Lord and you thinking negative about your sister across the road because she did something super nasty to you, you know. And so, you know, all these different things. So I truly pray again that you guys are blessed tonight. I'm gonna pray us out, and we really are seeking for our listeners for feedback. I really want to hear from y'all. I really do. I really want you guys to call in one day and talk to us or email us on some stuff that you guys want to hear from us, because we want to be a blessing to you. We want to discuss what you want to hear. So I'll say that again. So make sure if you want to send us anything by email, email us at freetalkradio1@gmail.com. Make sure you follow us on Free Talk Radio 1 on Instagram. And we're on every Friday, every first and third Friday, forgive me. We're on every first and third Friday of the month at 6 p.m. And we are so thankful that you guys have continuously tuned in. So I will believe you guys got those calendars marked. And so I'm going to close this out in prayer. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we bind the devil, oh God, and we plead the blood. Father God, I pray today that the word that was spoken, oh God, over your people will be a blessing to them, God, that it will help them. I pray, oh God, that something was said, oh God, that will help, oh God, that will edify, that will change, oh God. I pray right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that it will put them in a position to release, oh God. Father God, that it will put them in a position to cast their cares upon you, that it will put them in a position to confess, oh God, to confess their thoughts, oh God. Father God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you direct them into the safe place, oh God, in which they are to release, oh God. Father God, because it is not your will that we walk around here and that we condemn ourselves, that we walk around here and we be in bondage, oh God, because you did say, oh God, that whom the Son set free is free indeed. And when you said free, oh God, you meant free from the top of our heads, oh God, down to the soles of our feet, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, your word even said that the truth shall set us free, God. So even as we go forth, oh God, and we begin to testify and we begin to be truthful about the way we think, oh God, about our minds, oh God, we opened up ourselves, oh God, to allow our minds to be renewed, oh God. We allow our minds to be transformed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I pray right now, oh God, over your people, oh God. And, oh, God, I cast down every imagination, oh, God, and every high thought, oh, God, that try to exalt itself against any knowledge of who you are, oh, God. I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we bring into captivity every thought to your obedience, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I pray for your sons and your daughters on tonight, oh, God. I'm asking you to touch their minds, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I'm praying right now, oh, God, that you give them a peace, oh, God, that surpasses all of their understanding, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm praying that you move on their behalf, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, with that whatever the need is, oh God, that you meet the need, Lord. We know that you are Jehovah Jireh, oh God, that you are our provider, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So I pray right now, oh God, that you will provide every need for your people tonight, oh God. Oh, I thank you, oh God, for opening up this place, oh God, for opening up the airways, oh God, that your word, oh God, hallelujah, will reach places, oh God, that my feet may never step upon, oh God, in the name of Jesus, but your spirit will reach, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I thank you tonight for Free Talk Radio, oh God. Oh, I thank you tonight for Shonda, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I thank you tonight for Crystal, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, Father God, whoever Carrie is, oh God, tonight, I thank you for her, oh God. In the name of Jesus. I pray for Chris tonight, oh God. In the name of Jesus. I pray for your sons and your daughters, oh God. In the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you meet every need, oh God, that you meet every need, oh God. And I speak shifting happening in every home, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, for those of them that even need help, God, I'm praying right now, God, that you send help, oh God. Father God, for the man, oh God, the man of God, oh, that's trying to change, oh God, that's submitting his life to you, God, I'm praying that you open up a door for him, oh God, and that you show him favor, oh God. Father God, upon his job, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you show him favor, God, with his transportation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I believe, oh God, that you said we shall ask a thing, and it shall be so. So everything that I'm asking tonight, oh God, I am a firm believer, oh God, and it shall take place, oh God. I bind up the spirit of worrying today. I bind up that, hallelujah, that tormenting spirit, oh God, that come up against your people, oh God. Father God, you said that we are more than conquerors, oh God, and you said that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength, oh God. So I praise you tonight, God, that for every individual that is listening, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and every individual that's struggling in their mind tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you begin to turn things around for them, oh God. Oh, Father, for the man that's listening tonight, that's having trouble, oh God, with seeing his daughter tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I'm praying that you move on his behalf, oh God. Oh, God, I pray that you show him favor in the courtroom, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you said that what you put together, oh God, don't let it sunder, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let nothing, oh God, let it sunder. So I pray right now, God, that you will reunite this man with his daughter, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I bind up every plot and every scheme of the enemy tonight. In the name of Jesus, every tactic that he's out to bring division into your house, oh God, into every home, into every family, oh God. I bind it up tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that you said in your word that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, oh God. But you come that we have life, Lord, and that we have it more abundantly, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So I speak an abundant life on every individual up under the sound of my voice. I speak an abundance, oh God, abundance, an overflow of you, an overflow of peace, an overflow of joy, oh God, that miracles will touch their homes like never before, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I'm praying right now, God, that you will begin to open up doors. Oh God, oh Father, the individual that applied for the job at the hospital, oh God, I'm asking that you open up that door, God. Oh Lord, I hear you say, Lord, that it is already done for them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, so we just thank you today, right now, God, in the name of Jesus. You said, because if you be for us, oh God, who in this entire world can be against us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So I praise you tonight for every miracle that has taken place, every answered prayer that's getting ready to happen, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, oh God, for the manifestations, hallelujah, of prayers tonight, God. Oh, individuals being released out of prison, oh God, I praise you tonight. I thank you tonight for each and every individual that is on this line, God, in the name of Jesus. I praise you now. I glorify your holy name, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Listeners, I thank you guys for listening. Amen. And we will hear back from you, oh God. Look, I'm still there. We'll hear back from you. If you have not registered for the Break Free workshop and you would like to attend, again, email us at freetalkradio1@gmail.com so I can give you the information. I would love to have you there. I love you all, and we will talk to you guys soon. Thank you for tuning in to Free Talk Radio.